We're going to go now from San Quentin to Oakland, where we'll meet Alex Miller Cole. He's lived in West Oakland for 13 years. For the last five, he says he and his husband frequently called the police to report things like prostitution and gunshots. But more often than not,
they would not fix anything.
So the couple came up with their own way to deal with the problem.
We started to get to know our neighbors and get a little bit more involved with their lives. And then all of a sudden, you know why a prostitute is a prostitute. And then you can do really something about it. You know why the boy is selling drugs in the corner. And then you can maybe try to influence their lives differently.
Miller Cole doesn't think what he's doing is that radical. He just doesn't think he should be the only one doing it. To him, it's what police officers are supposed to do.
If our police beat cops came to my door and said, "Hi, Officer Kim, how are you? How are you, sir? Hey, call me if you need anything. Next door. Oh, you got three kids? Great. Okay, thank you." That's community policing, and then you know the face of these guys. You will feel so much more comfortable with them.
Community policing has been the official philosophy of the Oakland Police Department since 1996. Rather than officers simply responding to crime after it happens, city leaders embrace the idea of preventing crime from happening in the first place by putting police on the streets even when there's not an emergency. An official philosophy, though, isn't always the same as what's actually happening. KALW's Kyungjin Lee reports on Oakland's ongoing community policing efforts.
Back in the mid-90s, the city of Oakland created 57 neighborhood beats to help build relationships among community institutions, residents, and a designated police officer. In each one, city-funded coordinators manage neighborhood crime prevention councils, or NCPCs. Regular council meetings brought everyone together to work out local crime issues. Jose Dorado lives in East Oakland's Maxwell Park neighborhood and took to the idea right away.
It's, in my view, very clear that it takes neighborhood action to improve the health and safety of a neighborhood. The idea of not only the neighborhood coming together, but also coming together as a partner with OPD and the city to address these sorts of problems makes perfect sense to me.
Each neighborhood council figured out the top three issues they wanted their community police officer to work on. But already there was a problem. Those community officers were hard to come by. Chronic understaffing of the Oakland Police Department was an issue even back then, and officers resisted what they saw as social work.
You're completely changing an identity of the police department to now this more, you have to go to community meetings. And there was reluctance. There was.
Oakland Police Captain Ricardo Orozco is a 26-year veteran of the force. He says when he first started, there was no emphasis on community engagement. But law enforcement in general was changing, and over time, so did OPD.
I can honestly say that I've seen the transformation of this police department, and I like meeting with the community. I like hearing the community. I like helping the community, and it just reinforced a lot of the things as to why you get into the policing to help.
Still, if it wanted to keep community policing officers, the city needed stable funding. So in 2004, Oaklanders passed Measure Y. It mandated a minimum of 739 officers and included funding for those community problem-solving officers. Not everything went smoothly. The program faced initial criticisms for poor management. A local attorney even sued the city for allegedly misusing the funds. But in 2008, the tide started to turn. Orozco remembers building trust with the Latino community around Fruitvale by posting a Spanish-speaking officer near their BART station who people could approach to report crimes.
I thought that was a success just because it was something that the merchants and the community asked for and we provided. And it was very beneficial on both parts because it broke down some barriers for the community and also for the officers involved.
Around the city, violent crime rates began dropping. But in 2010, Oakland faced a fiscal crisis and the council slashed the city budget. The city laid off 80 officers and cut other resources that supported community policing. And once again, crime rates began to spike. Over the next 2 years, murder rates jumped by almost 30%. Robberies went up 40%, and burglaries more than 50%. and those neighborhood councils found themselves taking on more public safety work. But many activists say communication and coordination has been an ongoing problem. West Oakland's Alex Miller Cole says he didn't even know the city had a community policing plan for many years after he began organizing his neighborhood.
I had to invent my own map, my own structure to do community policing when there were already all these things in place and nobody shared that with me.
There's a group that's supposed to do that sharing, the Community Police Advisory Board, or CPAB. It's charged to serve as a watchdog for the city's community policing efforts. But activists say it's been largely ineffective for the last 5 years. John Garvey is a board member and says part of the problem is police turnover.
But we've had five chiefs in the last 5 years, I think. So it's like it keeps changing. So it's very difficult to evaluate and make recommendations on something which you're not really clear what it is. So Anthony Batts, Chief Batts' version of community policing is really different than the one that we're seeing today.
Former Oakland Police Chief Anthony Batts promoted citizen partnerships with police to deal with the kind of social issues that drive crime rates up. But Batts also took officers off community policing beats so they could focus on violent crimes. As a result, there are fewer problem-solving officers on the neighborhood beats today. So what does community policing mean now? For some activists, it means having the police be directly accountable to the neighborhood councils, which many say represent the city's politically savvy homeowner base. For others, it means engaging with youth and building relationships with the communities that have traditionally distrusted the police. In other words, the people most likely to be arrested. Board member John Garvey says numerous plans and studies have looked at how to reduce crime, but it's hard to know what success looks like.
We have a lot of things, but we don't have a lot of metrics to measure how much of it we're getting and how effective it is. And we have a lot of good ideas. This is how much are we doing and how can we measure its effectiveness.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Marcus Johnson. I'm the chair of the Community Policing Advisory Board, and I would like to welcome all of you.
At a CPAB meeting this past spring, consultant Robert Wasserman rolled out a new plan for OPD. The city recently hired him and former police chief William Bratton to help overhaul their crime prevention strategies.
There are many police officers who want to see a real partnership with the community. We got to figure out how to get people in the neighborhoods to say, we're going to join and make a difference.
Wasserman then introduced a new geographic organization strategy. The police breaks down the two previous districts into five smaller areas and makes sure that beat officers stay in the neighborhood they're assigned.
Every district of the community will have a police captain in charge of the district and accountable for the quality of policing and the relationships with the community and the effectiveness of strategies that are being used.
I'm going to move to our year-to-date crime numbers. Our year-to-date crime numbers break down in this way. Murders are down 13%. Assaults with firearms are down 13%.
The plan launched in June. A few months in, the area captains report back to the City Council's Public Safety Committee on how the new strategy is working. Citywide, total crime numbers are flat compared to last year. Murders and burglaries are down, but robberies are up. OPD Captain Ricardo Orozco reports on his top two priorities, robberies and prostitution. He says he's got officers walking the beat who offer services to the women and mentions community partnerships he thinks are working.
One benefit that I've seen with the community is the Dear John letter writing campaign, where they are looking at license plate numbers, and then they're providing that information to us, and then we're sending letters out to the registered owners of those vehicles and basically telling them that they were seen in an area that is known for prostitution.
Everyone acknowledges that more needs to be done, but the mood is cautiously optimistic. In Oakland, I'm Kyungjin Lee for Cross Currents.